Chapter 4. Indy knelt down in front of Skylar and saw nothing but purity in her innocent face. Even after being kidnapped and kept from her parents, her smile still radiated brightly like the morning sun. He loved his child more than his own life, and he was so grateful for her presence. She was the bond that linked him and Yaya, walking, talking proof of their connection. She symbolized everything that Indy and Yaya represented. He hoped that Skylar could be the glue that kept them together when the stresses of life tried so hard to tear them apart. He knew it was selfish. Putting that responsibility on Skylar's shoulders wasn't fair, but it was all he had at the moment. As he kissed her cheeks, he saw Yaya clear as day. She was the perfect blend of the two. Every day Indy showed her pictures of her mother to keep the image of Yaya fresh in Skylar's mind. But enough was enough. He knew that she wanted no visitors, but maybe baby Sky would be just what Yaya needed to snap out of her secluded depression. Indy picked up the toddler and then turned to Elaine. "Are you sure Yaya is ready for this?" Elaine asked. She made it clear that she didn't want to see anyone. "I need to see her, Ma. Sky needs to see her mother. We just want to be there for her," Indy confessed. She wouldn't turn her own daughter away. "I know she misses Sky." Indy stepped out of his townhome and secured Skylar in the back seat of his car. The Dolce tailored pants he wore were accented well with a smoky gray collared shirt and Italian-made shoes. Indy cleaned up nicely. He was in tune with the streets and saved his 50.